Then the locher is v'yidu, you know for sure, shlefnei shchita, that for sure this nekiv came about before the shchita, and therefore it's treifa. What's going to be le'nim tzolehe kuret dam, and more on top of that, nun aleph from an aleph, let's say you do not find any dam, any blood stain on this needle that you find sticking out, even though it goes through both sides of the Beit HaKosis, then the locher is v'yidu shlach ha-shchita, like for sure it first stuck through after shchita, and that's why there's no dam. And we'll soon see the reason why. What's going to be higlit pi hamaka? Again, you have a hole there in the Beit HaKosis, but some a scab came over it. That's called higlit pi hamaka. The top part of it has a scab over it. So then v'yidu, you know for sure that sheshloishi yomim kodim shchita, that for sure this treif was in the animal 3 days before the shchita at least. And therefore it's not kumin if you bought the animal 2 days before the shchita, it's like a nekech tois, because now we know for sure it was a treifer for good 3 days before. And when you buy an animal to eat it, you don't mean to buy a treifer. Therefore it's called a nekech tois, Rashi says, and you have a right to get your money back. What's going to be though, loy higlit pi hamakim? Let's say the opening of this wound, there's no crust, there's no scab on top of it. Then we do not know for sure when exactly the nekiv came, like how much before the shchita did it come about, one or two, or just before the shchita. Therefore, even though you bought it just the day before, the din would be hamaisim mechaveri all of araya. You cannot receive your money back from the butcher, like, because he has a right to say no. The time when I sold it to you was not a treifa yet. The treifa, this hole, just came about right before the shchita. So that's called hamaisim mechaveri. You have to bring a proof to say that the treifa was there before you bought the animal, and then it will be called a nekech tois. Now the Gemara is, Maishno mikol nekuvi di alma. Why is this nekev over here that we just said before, if you find this needle sticking through the Beis HaKosis, so it says you find the kuret dam alehem, then you know what happened before shchita. But if you do not find dam on it, then we say it happened after shchita. So what's the question, why? Maishno, why is this different? Mikol nekuvi di alma. The yafagav, the nekev dam, even though you don't find any dam there by the nekev of the animal, still treifa. That's in the veshet where there's in the kuvas, a psul nekuva on the krum of the moyach. So even though you don't find dam there, still we say for sure the nekev happened even before the shchita. So come over here, we say if you don't find dam on the needle, we say that for sure this nekev first came about after the shchita. So Mora says, I'll answer you. Mora says, Hosom lekem midi lemisrach. The pshat over there, there's nothing for the dam to grab a hold of. Therefore, even though the nekev happened mechayim, when it was still alive, the animal, and some dam came out, but the dam got washed away. But hoch over here, there's a needle stuck over there. Kivon dikamacha, since there's a needle here. Eisa the kredim shchitu, if it's like true what you're saying, that the nekev came through and made the hole before shchitu, so misrach hevi sorach, the dam that came out then would have like attached, become attached to the needle, and it would have stuck on the needle. So over here, if you don't find any dam on the machad, that's a proof to say that machad first made the nekev after shchita. Therefore, no dam came out. But a regular nekev, even though it happened before shchita, it's not a kasha where you don't find dam. It got washed away. There's nothing to hold on to there. Oh, malei rav safra labaya, so safra said back to baya. Chazimar haitzum rabbonin, v'yosim ma'rova. Look at these two rabbonim that are coming out from Eretz Yisrael. And the Yomer Rav Avia Shmeni, that his name is Rav Avira, the Yomer, he says over like this, that Meister once happened a case of Bolif and Rebbe that he brought the Shal in front of Rebbe of Machat Shenimtos Yuva Beis HaKosis. They found this needle going through the Uber, the thickness of the walls of this part of the stomach of the Beis HaKosis. And he passed him that Mitzad Echad, it only happened through one side, a treifa, and he said it was a treifa. And before we just had learned that, we just said that Mitzad Echad is Kshera. So Sholach Le, he said, okay, send him, bring him to me. His Leos Lagabe, he didn't want to come to him. Abavir did not want to come to Abaya. So what happened was, is Ozalhu Lagabe, so Abaya went to see him. Havikoya Igra, Abavir was on top of the roof, like, and upstairs. Is almost Abaya said to him, Nechus Mazanesi, please come down and let me talk to you. And the mice was Le Nochus, no, again, Abavir did not want to come down. So Solakula Gabe, Sabai went up to see him. Omalei Sabai said to him, listen, Emily Gufa Biyuvda Hechiyevi, please tell me over the exact story how you saw that Rebbe Paskin, that even though the needle only went through one side of the base of Kaisa, still said it was a treifa. Tell me the exact story. So he said, Omalei said to him like this, Master Knesias Amor, I am a Master Knesias, Rashi says that means, Machnes Amoitzi Tamidim, I used to bring in and take out the Tamidim. So he was like with Gabbai in the yeshiva. He told the Tamidim when to get up, when to go, when to come. What happened was, and Lili'ila Rebbe Rabba. So Rashi has a means to say, Rebbe Yehuda Nosel, like he was the shamashti and the shul in the yeshiva of Rebbe Yehuda Nosi. Rebbe Rafuna Tziproi, Rafuna from Tziproi, and Rebbe Yosi Midov, Yosi Midoi. Yoichel in front of them, both sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. Ubois lifted the Rebbe, came to shower in front of Rebbe. That machat shenimtzev yubaveis hakreisis. They found the needle sticking through the thickness of the walls of the beis hakreisis. Mitzad echad was only sticking through like one membrane, one side of the wall. For half the Rebbe turned it upside down. Umotzolek karadam, and he found that there was some dam there on that machat. And therefore the treifa, therefore Rebbe said it was a treifa. The Yoma, and Rebbe said like this, Emein shomaka kore dam minayin, like if it wasn't real that the needle went through and through, how come the dam came out? So Kitzer must have been that there was a machat there, went through and through, and that's why I said it was treifa. So then, Omalei, so Abaye said, he said about himself, Torach Turayel Hugavot, how much bother you gave me to have to run here to go so far to ask you this question. That really, the way you say now, there's no proof, like there's no bichidish. Matnitsni, it's often a Mishnah, that Hamasa, the base of Kursish, Nikhtal Achutz, the needle is sticking on the outside, it sticks outside, that's called a treifa. There also, since Rebbe found there was a current dam on it, that we turned it over, we saw there was dam there, that was a proof to say that for sure there was a makar, that the needle did protrude, come outside, come bachutz. That's why I said it was a treifa. Therefore, there's no proof to say that Rebbe Agda and Alocha, that one side should be a treifa. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah, another treifa was noflu min agag, if the behema fell off the roof and you made it a shkita right away, that's also treifa, because we're afraid maybe nisraska everywhere, all the bones got broken up, that's another type of a treifa. So more says, Omer Rav Huna, heniach behema lemala, let's say you left your animal on top, or bo motza lemata, and you found the animal now on the bottom, izein chesheshe mishum risuki yavorim. We're not afraid to say, like when it jumped down, that maybe broke its bones. We're not afraid, it's not the pshat from the Mishnah of Noflum Nagag. Because since it came down by itself, for sure it didn't hurt itself. It knew how to come down. The other word says, the Higadiyah, it was like a kid, to Hevel El Ravina, that belonged to Ravina. Ravina owned a goat. The Choza Chusha Bifuma, it saw like some barley, from on top, Rashi says, "Connected pia ruba lamata v'bayis." As the animal was on top of the roof, and through the scarlet to the roof, it saw inside the house that there was some barley. So this kid jumped, and Norfom Migvuliyari, he jumped from the roof to the floor. So the shalot was now: if you want to shech this animal, is there a shalot for treif or not? Is this blamer to Norfom and Agaganat? So Osla came with Ravashi, came in front of Ravashi. Omele, they said like this. Hold the Yomer of Huna. That's what the Huna said before. Heniach ve'molamala. You leave your animal on top of the roof. Ubo motz lamata. And if you come late and find it on the bottom, ain chesheshim mishum misuk yavorim. Don't have to be afraid mishum any treifas. What's the reason why? Mishum diyisla midi lemisrach. If you have a pshat, does it have something to hold on to? Like when it came down, if it sure held on to something. So how you saw over here, this case, less le midi lemisrach. It has nothing to hold on to. He was on top of the roof, and it saw through the skylight. It saw some barley, so it jumped down straight from the roof to the floor. There's nothing to hold on to, so maybe here we have to be afraid for Risa Kevorim. They got crushed a little bit. Maybe it is a treifa. I didn't maybe know. The reason over there was Mishum Diyom Donavsho, that the animal jumped down by itself. So he for sure made an estimate to himself that the animal could do it. And so behind me, this animal also over here, this goat. Here also, Om Danavsha, true, it saw the barley downstairs and wanted to get there, but since it jumped in its own free will, for sure it estimated itself first that it could do it, and therefore it's not a treifa. Omlai said that, yes, that's the reason. Mishum diyom de nafsho, because over there, in the Rav Huna's halacha was, because the animal came down by itself, so for sure was able to do it. The hainam here also, this goat also seemed to jump down by itself. Om de nafsho, that for sure it estimated to itself that it could do it, therefore it's not a treifa. Having more says that he yimrito, there was a she-goat, a yimrito, to have a bait Rav Chaviva, that Rav Chaviva owned, to have a shadron karya basrayu. It was like dragging along its legs, it was dragging it along. The shalom was it a treif or not? Some Rav Yema said, hi shigrunya nakta. It's not really a treif over here. I tell you, it got a disease, the hips. It was a disease in its hips, and that's why it's dragging it along. So this mask of Rav Huna asked the question, the Dilma, maybe let's be afraid more than that. The Dilma chut ha-shedri isuk. Maybe that the other pshat was that the spinal cord was broken, and that's the treifa. And the Morris says, but cool, the Chaka checked out this animal, and asked the chuk Ravina. The Chaka son, like Ravina said, that the spinal cord was broken, so really it was a treifa. But the Gemara says, you should know, even though that's what happened this time, the Afilu Hochi, Hilchasok Rav Yema. The Locher is like Rav Yema, that's found the fact you see an animal dragging along its legs, that's not a proof to say it was really a treifa. But Shagwa, because Shagrun Yashiach, that that happens often, that the animal should have a disease there in its hip, that should make it drag along its legs, that's normal, and that's not a treifa. But Chut Hashed Veloshiach, that the spinal cord should like break right of it through to make it into treifa, that's not shchiach. So if you don't know what happened, it's just time to see an animal dragging along its legs, you don't have to be afraid of the treifa. You have right more to say, just have a sickness there, therefore the animal is still kosher. Omer Rav Huna, Huna says like this, what's going to be zechorim hamenachin zeh? If you have rams, let's say, that attack one another, just on the fact they attacked one another, they don't have to be afraid, maybe in the eternal organs, something happens which should be a treifa. And Alpha Gav Dimidovoi Vakaima, even though they're groaning away, they have pains, but still that's not a proof to say it was a treifa. Because I'll say that a Timra Biyamahudanokatlu, stomach got some fever now, became sick. That's why it's groaning with pain. But not because it's a risuki evarim. Samora says, it depends. If you found them now, if they attacked one another, they were thrown to the ground. Then about we have to be afraid that there was a risuki evarim that maybe became into a treifa. Omer Rav Menashe. Menashe says like this. Omer Rav Menashe. Hani dichri. Case of these rams, the ganvi, that when people steal them, so ein chutzim mishum risuki yavorim. We'll soon see when they return them, when they steal them, even though they pick them up and throw them down, we don't have to be afraid that they made them into a treifam, that they broke like internal organs mishum risuki yavorim. My time, what's the reason? Let's see. If somebody comes into your corral, let's say to steal a ram, so kishodulhu, when the ganav takes and throws, let's say over the roof, over the fence, when he throws it. I'll tell you, they throw it, they throw it down on its hips, that not to make it into a treifa. Because after they throw it over, they want to be able to go to run with them. Therefore, they make sure not to break it, but rather just to throw it down on its hips, that it does not hurt itself. So Mora says, Ahadrinu, but let's say later, if they return the ram after they steal it. So when they steal, they want to run away with it, they'll make sure it can still run. But when they return it, then Vadi Chashin, and then we have to be afraid, he just threw it over into the corral, he didn't care how he threw it. So maybe that is called the Risak Evorim. But behind the middle, when was this said, the Yadrino Machmas Yira, if he stopped returning it now because he's afraid, he doesn't want to be caught, but not because he's doing tshuva. Then he doesn't care how to make the Hashava, and we're afraid he'll do a bad job and make a Risak Evorim. Abu Machmas Tshuva, the person is throwing him back because he's doing Tshuva, then I'll tell you, Tshuva Mayasu Di Avidi, he's doing good Tshuva, and therefore return in a good way, therefore there's no, so we're not afraid of a treifa. Om Rav Yudhavudya says, Om Rav Yudhavudya Marav,
Hikar al-Rosha. Let's say the man struck the animal with a stick on its head for a whole chalor.
Kalpe's novel.
It was a long stick, and with one hit, you hit it down over the head, and the stick went straight down to the tail. But that's the opposite way. Al Nova, you hit the animal by its tail, and the whole chalor kalpe rosha, the stick went all the way along to the head. So kitza, the stick hit the whole animal all along the animal. So then, rochla kalpe rosha kineka kol hashed, you went over the whole spine from the tail to the head. Kula zayn choshesham mishum risik evorim. Then you don't have to be afraid that you made again a risik evorim, you hurt the internal organs. But since it went one blow over the whole back of the animal, that can't do anything. But the sholem chutra apal de gabo, let's the case when you stuck him, when you hit him, the stick ended like in the middle of the backbone, then chashim, though you have to be afraid, it could be you gave a real hard bang there, and maybe that would have broken one of the evorim. The ispe kitra, let's say the stick has, let's say, kitra knots in it, a tea sticking out there.
Or else the machi afrika, you hit it, let's say, across the back.
And then chashim, now we have to be afraid that maybe that did make a risa givorim. And then you have to be afraid maybe it's a treifa. Omer Rav Nachman, beis harechem, ein boi mishum risuki givorim. The beis harechem, that's like the part of the bottom of the animal, where the womb is, so there's no shayla of a chash risa givorim. Rashi says, "In chushin like Shema nitchak nisras leivorim." Keitzorach leshoisim, he says, "Not to be afraid." And later we'll soon see about this halacha of risik leivorim. The yetzer is to wait a full day and to see if the animal can still walk. Then it's not a treifa. But we're not afraid about this. You don't have to wait this full day. You can make a shechita right away. So Rashi says, "Beis rechem means ego shenelad hayoyin shiyotzim beis rechem v'tzar."
So again, so the pshat in this gemara is now again Omer of Nachman.
That beis harechem ain by mishum risuki evorim means if the animal was born today, so even though it came out hard like a narrow path through the womb, still we're not afraid anything happened to it while it was coming out. We're not afraid to say it's a treifa. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, Tanya de Mesalach, I bring your proof to what you're saying. It says Tinik ben Yoimai ben Yemechad, a kid that's only one day old. The halacha is mitama beziva, that if zav comes out from it,